The White Sox look for a second straight win against the AL-leading Astros, and in the bottom of the third inning, Adam Engel looks to jumpstart the Chicago offense without getting the ball out of the infield.
The 40th pitch from McHugh is popped up in the infield. Who wants it? Just past the mound. Racing in, Marwin Gonzalez. Will he take charge? He won't, and it falls. And they're going to race for third base, and now hung up is Engel, and he's going to be out on the pickle between third and second. What should have been a great play for the White Sox by a miscommunication play by the infielders for the Astros. That's all you can say about it.
1-1 to Anderson. And that's hit in the air deep to left. Beltran going back, or rather Fisher back at the wall, and that's gone. A two-run home run for Tim Anderson. And the White Sox take a 2-0 lead. Anderson with home run number 11 on the year. 1-2. Ground ball left side, that'll get through for a base hit. Narvaez scores. Around third and coming home is Leury Garcia. He'll score as well. Sanchez drives in two with a single, and it's 4-0 White Sox. McHugh delivers, and Anderson hits it pretty well to right field. Reddick racing back, can't get it, and one hops the wall. Moncada scores. Delmonico speeding to third. He'll stop there. Tim Anderson drives in his third run in the last two innings to give the White Sox a 5-0 lead.
The White Sox score 4 in the fifth and 3 in the sixth. They beat the Astros by a final of 7-1. The Astros will try to avoid the sweep on the south side of Chicago on Thursday when Brad Peacock makes the start.